Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Blogging Ladies podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing the essential steps to take in order to turn your blog into a profitable business. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's get into it. So step one is a standout website design that converts. When it comes to monetizing your blog, having a standout website design is essential. Your website design is not just about the aesthetics, but it's also about the functionality and user experience. The design of your website can make or break the chances of converting visitors into high-paying customers. So, what makes a standout website design? First and foremost, it should be visually appealing. This means having an eye-catching color scheme, high-quality images, and a clean, easy-to-read fonts. You want your website to be visually memorable so that your visitors will remember it long after they've left. But a visually appealing website is just not enough. Your website should also be user-friendly and optimized for conversions. This means incorporating clear calls to actions that guide visitors towards taking the action that you want them to take on your website. So think about the number one goal that you have. So for my website, my number one goal is to get people into my paid programs or get people to sign up with blog coaching with me, right? So calls to actions could be anything from signing up for a newsletter or making a purchase on your site. Whatever your desired action is, make sure it's easy for your visitors to find and complete. Another important aspect of website design is compelling copy, which is the writing on your website. Your website copy should be clear, concise, and persuasive. Use language that speaks directly to your target audience and highlights the benefits of your products or services. Avoid jargon and technical language that might confuse or alienate your visitors. Optimizing your website design for conversions also means paying attention to loading times. A slow loading website can be frustrating for visitors, and they may abandon your site before they even get to see what you have to offer. Make sure that your website is up to speed, is optimized for speed, so that your website visitors have a smooth and seamless experience. And this brings me to another reason of not displaying ads all over your site, because you want to keep your reader on your website long enough for them to take the action that you want them to, your ultimate goal. And if you have ads all over your website, it's just going to slow this process down and they're just going to want to click off, because nobody wants to just keep clicking out of ads all the time, you know what I mean? So that's why I don't use ads, and I tell my clients not to use ads as well. Like, we have different methods of making money here, which is making a product or service. So finally, don't forget about mobile optimization. With more and more people browsing the web on their mobile devices, it's crucial that your website is optimized for mobile viewing. This means using responsive design to ensure that your website looks great and functions properly on any device. If you just heard that, my baby just took a large poop. Sorry. In conclusion, a standout website design is essential for monetizing your blog. Your website should be visually appealing. Sorry, I'm just laughing about that still. Your website should be visually appealing, user-friendly, and optimized for conversions. And this means incorporating like clear calls to action, compelling copy, fast loading times, and mobile optimization. And by following these guidelines, you can create a website that not only looks great, but also converts visitors into paying customers. And within the blog monetization method, which is the new program that I'm currently launching, you will get access to a module all about how to create this standout website design that is built for conversions. So you make sales, so you make money. So head to the link below and apply for the blog monetization method program if you are interested. Now let's move on to step two. Step two is to create an easy yes offer. Creating a compelling offer that resonates with your audience is crucial when it comes to monetizing your blog. You want to make it easy for your readers to say yes and to take action. And the key to achieving this lies in creating an easy yes offer that is irresistible to your audience. So, what exactly is an easy yes offer? It's an offer that requires minimal investment from your audience, whether it be time or money. An easy yes offer could be an ebook, membership, course, or even coaching. The idea is to provide your audience with something that they see value in, and that will help them achieve their goals. When creating your easy yes offer, it's important to keep in mind that it's important to keep your audience in mind. What are their pain points? What are their goals? What are they looking for? By understanding your audience, you'll be able to create an offer that resonates with them and makes it easy for them to say yes. Once you've created your easy yes offer, it's time to then promote it. This can be achieved through targeted landing pages, email marketing campaigns, and social media. You want to make sure that your offer is visible to your audience and that they understand the value that it provides. But it's not just about creating an offer and promoting it effectively. You also want to make sure that your offer is optimized for conversions. This means incorporating clear calls to action and providing compelling copy that encourages your audience to take action. When it comes to creating your easy yes offer, it's important to remember that it's not just about making a quick sale. It's about providing value to your audience and building trust with them. By creating an offer that's tailored to their needs and goals, you'll be able to build a loyal audience that will continue to support your blog and business. And in conclusion, creating an easy yes offer is a crucial step in monetizing your blog. By creating an offer that resonates with your audience and provides value to them, you'll be able to build a loyal following and increase your revenue potential. So take the time to create an offer that's tailored to your audience's needs and goals and promote it effectively to drive conversions. In the blog monetization method, we talk all about how to create your easy yes offer. There's a whole module dedicated to it, and I will be there providing 100% support for creating this offer, and we will create it together. So you do not have to create this offer alone. I will be in your corner helping you and taking your hand and guiding you through the way. And I will also help you drive traffic to this offer. So if you want to increase your blog traffic, the Blog Monetization Method program is the program for you. You can apply in the show notes below. So now let's talk about step three, bingeable blog content. Uh-oh, you okay, baby? He's coughing. Okay, step three, bingeable blog content. Creating high quality, engaging blog content is not only important for building a loyal audience, but it's also essential for driving conversions. Your blog content should be compelling, informative, and relevant to your audience's interests. By creating binge-worthy content, you can keep your readers coming back for more and ultimately drive conversions. So what makes blog content binge-worthy? Well, first and foremost, it should be informative and valuable to your audience. You want to create content that solves a problem or provides a solution to a pain point that your audience is experiencing. This will keep them coming back for more and make them more likely to convert from a blog reader to a paid customer. In addition to being informative, your content should also be entertaining. It's important to remember that your audience is human and they want to be entertained. This can be achieved by adding humor, storytelling, or even creating multimedia content like videos or podcasts. If you want a great example of this, head over to my blog and see my recent post. I'm really trying to be more entertaining with my blog posts, so check out what I'm trying to do there on my blog post. But it's not just about creating great content. It's also about optimizing it for conversions. And one way to do this is by adding lead magnets and content upgrades to your blog content. Lead magnets are incentives that encourage visitors to provide their contact information, like their email, in exchange for a valuable piece of content. Content upgrades are similar, but they're more targeted and specific to a particular piece of content. So by capturing visitors' contact information, you can nurture leads and guide them towards making a purchase or taking action. Another way to optimize your blog content for conversions is by including clear calls to actions. Your call to actions should be specific, actionable, and relevant to the content that they're associated with. By adding calls to action to your blog content, you can guide visitors towards taking the next step in your sales funnel. So, a thing that I want to add here actually is that when you are planning out your blog content, all of your content should be for, like, around the topic of whatever you're selling. For example, when I did the blog launch lab, I talked all about starting your blog, how to launch your website, how to design your website, your brand, blah, 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 everything that is about, you know, launching your blog. So all of my content on my emails, on my blog posts, on my social media, everything was positioned around launching your blog. And for example, now I'm switching over to talking about the blog monetization method program, and that's my current call to action. So all of my content upgrades and my freebies that I'm offering right now, and all of my blog posts and my social media posts and everything, all of my message and my content is positioned around monetizing your blog. So, you know, whatever call to action that you want to be putting into these posts, whatever you're selling right now, you want to create content that's directly around your freebie and your offer. And you want to have those freebies be content upgrades, which means your freebies are going to be directly related to whatever you're talking about within that blog post. So finally, it's important to measure the success of your blog content. You should be analyzing your website's analytics to see which blog posts are driving the most traffic, engagement, and conversions. This will allow you to optimize your content strategy and create more effective content in the future. And in conclusion, creating binge-worthy blog content is a key component of monetizing your blog. By creating informative, entertaining, and valuable content, you can build a loyal audience and drive conversions, which is the ultimate goal. You want to make money. So don't forget to optimize your content for conversions by adding lead magnets, call to actions, and measuring your success. And by following these tips in step 3, you will be well on your way to creating a profitable and sustainable blogging business. And that all leads me to my next step. Okay, now let's talk about step 4, an automated sales funnel. Now that you've created your easy yes offer and optimized your website and blog content, it's time to guide visitors towards making a purchase or taking action. But let's face it, manually selling products or services can be time-consuming and inefficient. And that's why automating your sales process is a game changer. I mean, you do want to manually sell on a daily basis, but you also want to automate it so, you know, you're not so in your business all the time. You're not so, like, working on your business all the time. You know what I mean? So that's why automating your sales process is a game changer. Creating a sales funnel that guides visitors towards making a purchase or taking action can significantly impact your conversion rates. And the idea is to create a step-by-step process that helps your audience move from the initial point of contact all the way to making a purchase. And with automation, you can do this seamlessly and effectively and efficiently. So the first step in creating an automated sales funnel is to define your sales process, What steps do you want your visitors to take to make a purchase or take action? And once you've defined your sales process, you can create a series of emails that will guide your visitors through the funnel. So let me show you what exactly this looks like. Someone comes onto your blog. They stay longer because they loved your brand. You made a good first impression on them with your website. So they stayed. They binge your blog content because it gives them value and it speaks to them and to their pain points. And they sign up to one of your awesome freebies. They get put into a sales funnel. So after they sign up to your freebie, they get put into the sales funnel, which will start with delivering the freebie. And then they get a sequence of welcome emails after that. And then they will get a sequence of sales emails that sell your easy yes offer. And then they purchase your offer and boom, you made money, girl. So email marketing automation is a powerful tool that can help guide your visitors through towards taking action. And so you can make money. You can create a series of emails that provide value, build trust, and ultimately drive those conversions. For example, you create a welcome sequence email that introduces your audience to your brand, provides valuable content, and it promotes your products and services. And another important aspect of optimizing your sales funnel is testing and optimizing. You want to make sure that each step of your sales funnel is optimized for maximum conversions. And this means testing different calls to actions, landing pages, and email sequences to see what works best for your audience. And in conclusion, automating your sales process is a great way to increase efficiency and effectiveness, creating a sales funnel that guides visitors towards making a purchase or taking action can significantly impact your conversion rates. Email marketing is a powerful tool that can help you optimize your sales funnel, and by testing and optimizing your sales funnel, you can maximize your revenue potential. Now, this leads me to step five, which is driving traffic to your blog and your sales funnel. So this is one of the most important steps in monetizing your blog is driving traffic because, you know, if you're trying to sell something but nobody is seeing it, then what's the point, right? So with so many traffic sources out there, it can be overwhelming to figure out which ones are right for your blog and which ones are actually going to work for you. So first and foremost, it's important to generate targeted traffic to your sales funnel. This means that you want visitors who are interested in what you have to offer and are more likely to take action on, you know, purchasing a product or signing up to your services or getting your freebies, right? So, you know, you can drive a ton of traffic to your blog. However, if they're not targeted to your audience, like if they're not your target audience coming to your blog, then, you know, what's the point? So you need targeted traffic to get inside of your sales funnel. So where do you find these visitors? So there are a few key traffic sources to consider. Number one is SEO. This is the process of optimizing your website and content to rank higher in search engine results pages. By ranking higher, you'll generate more organic traffic from people who are actively searching for topics related to your blog and what you help people with. This traffic tends to be highly targeted and more likely to convert into paying customers because they're actively searching for the solution to their problem. So make sure that you are creating a solution content, which is content that provides solutions to the questions that your audience is searching for, and make sure this content is optimized for SEO. Social media marketing. Social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are great for promoting your blog and driving traffic. You can create targeted ads to reach specific audiences, and you can also share your content on your social media channels to generate organic traffic. One second, I have to put this under my baby's feet because he's kicking the floor and he's hurting himself. And he somehow got his foot out of his footy pajamas. make sure to focus on the platforms where your audience is most active. And Pinterest. Pinterest is a visual search engine that can be a gold mine for driving traffic to your blog. By creating visually appealing pins and optimizing your content for Pinterest SEO, you can generate a significant amount of targeted traffic. And plus, since Pinterest has a longer lifespan for pins, your content can continue to drive traffic for months or even years after it's been posted. Now that we've covered some key traffic sources, let's talk about how to optimize your traffic sources for maximum conversions and revenue. The key is to analyze your traffic sources and make adjustments based on the data that you are receiving. So you always want to look at data. Data is like a huge thing when it comes to, you know, making more sales and making more money in your blogging business. And here are a few tips to get you started. So you want to use Google Analytics to track your traffic sources and analyze which ones are generating the most traffic and conversions. You want to test different types of content to see what resonates best with your audience. So for example, you may find that like a video content on your blog generates more traffic and conversions than written content. And you want to optimize your landing pages and calls to actions to ensure that visitors are taking action once they arrive on your website. And you want to use retargeting ads, if you have the budget for it, to bring back visitors who didn't convert on their first visit. This can be an effective way to generate more conversions from your existing traffic. And you can also use your email newsletter to drive traffic back to your blog. So once somebody signs up to your freebie, you want to get people back to your blog to read more and more and more, and then, you know, warm them up to signing up to your services or paying for your product. So you can use your email list to send out a weekly newsletter advertising your recent blog posts and get people back to your blog. So remember, driving traffic is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to monetizing your blog. But with the right strategies in place, you can generate a steady stream of targeted traffic to turn those visitors into paying customers. Now, I know we're talking about a lot of steps to monetize your blog, and we're going just very basic. I'm just giving you very basic information today. However, I'm selling the blog monetization method program right now. And this is for you if you are ready to monetize your blogging business into a highly profitable business that is going to be sustainable for you. And in a way that you want to create it. You want to set up your blogging business to make money, of course, but you want to build it in a way that is going to be for your ideal lifestyle, right? So I'm going to show you how to create it in the way that you want it to with whatever methods that you want to. So if you want to, you know, learn how to do all of these steps within the month, you can get access to it within the monetization program. Oh my gosh, what is my baby doing? Just give me 1 second. Okay, now let's talk about step 6. But before we get into this, I want to say that I'm holding my baby, and if he makes noise, oh well, we're just going to push through it. So step 6 is adding in affiliate marketing links, ads, and sponsored posts to diversify your blog income. So diversifying your income sources is essential for building a sustainable and profitable blog. Adding affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts to your monetization mix can help maximize your earning potential. But it's not just about adding these income streams, it's about optimizing your strategy. So affiliate marketing involves promoting products and services on your blog, and then you earn a commission for any resulting sales. So the key is to choose products or services that aligns with your audience's interests and needs. This will ensure that your audience finds the products or services relevant and will be more likely to make a purchase. So it's also important to promote products and services that you truly believe in and have used yourself. This will help build trust with your audience, ensure that you are promoting quality products. So maybe you can post, you know, images of you actually like wearing this, you know, product that you're advertising for, you know, your affiliate link, or, you know, using this product. So ads are another great way to monetize your blog. There are various ad networks that you can sign up with, such as Google AdSense or MetaVine, which will display ads on your blog. The revenue that you earn from these ads is typically based on the number of clicks or impressions, so it's important to drive, you know, in a lot of blog traffic if you want to make money with ads. I don't tell my clients, and I don't use ads myself, I don't tell my clients to use ads because, you know, it's very distracting and you're only going to be making like cents to nothing as a new blogger. So make sure you only, you know, use ads when you have a significant amount of blog traffic built up already. It's important to strike a balance between ads and your content. Too many ads can be distracting and turn off your audience, while too few ads won't generate enough revenue. Sponsored posts are another great way to earn money while promoting products and services. A sponsored post is when a company pays you to write a blog post about their product or service. This is important to only accept sponsored posts that aligns with your audience's interests and needs. You don't want to come off as too promotional or inauthentic. So make sure to disclose that the post is sponsored and be transparent about your relationship with the company. When it comes to diversifying your income streams, the key is to find a balance. You don't want to rely too heavily on one income source, as this can be risky. Instead, look for ways to supplement your income by adding in additional streams. But make sure to optimize your strategy and choose products or services that align with your audience's interests and needs. This will help you maximize your earning potential and build a stable revenue stream. In conclusion, diversifying your income sources is essential for building a sustainable and profitable blog. Adding in affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts on top of creating products and services can help maximize your earning potential. But it's important to optimize your strategy and choose products or services that you want to advertise that align with your audience's interests and needs. And by finding a balance, bless you, and supplementing your income with additional streams, you will be well on your way to building a thriving online blogging business. And that leads me to my final note to bloggers who want to monetize their blog. We know that you're excited to monetize your blog, but before you dive into affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts, there's something that you need to know. These income streams may not work for new bloggers who are just starting out. And the reason why is because you don't have your blog traffic built up. Let's face it, in order to make money with affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts, you need a decent amount of blog traffic. And without traffic, you won't have anyone to click on your affiliate links, view your ads, or read your sponsored posts. And for new bloggers who are just starting out, getting blog traffic can be a really big challenge. So as bloggers, we tend to read blog post articles when we're first starting out about how to make money blogging, and often pick the easiest and laziest way to try to monetize our blog, which is affiliate marketing and ads. But it's important to know that building a profitable blog is like building a business. It takes hard work and dedication. You can't just rely on affiliate marketing, ads, and sponsored posts to make money from your blog. While these income streams can be lucrative, they require a significant amount of blog traffic and an engaged audience. And building traffic and engagement takes time and effort as a new blogger. That's why it's important to focus on creating products and services for your blog that provide value to your audience. This could be anything from digital products like ebooks, courses, or printables, and coaching or providing a service like website design or social media management. By creating your own products and services, you're building a business that can provide sustainable and long-term revenue. And then as your blog traffic grows, then you can start to implement affiliate marketing ads and sponsored posts as an additional income streams. And this is why I put this, you know, diversifying your income as step 6, because it's the very last thing that you want to focus on when it comes to monetizing your blog. So bloggers, let's not forget that building a profitable blog is hard work. It's not easy. It's not something that you can just, you know, write blog posts, insert affiliate links, and boom, you're going to make money. It just doesn't work that way. It's not about taking shortcuts or trying to make a quick buck. It's about building a business and providing value to your audience. And once you understand this, you will be on the fast track to making money from your blog. And by putting in the work and focusing on creating valuable products and services, you will be well on your way to building a profitable and sustainable blogging business. So if you're ready to take your blog to the next level, and if you want a step-by-step guide to help you do it, then I have just a solution for you. You can join the Blog Monetization Method program today and get access to expert guidance and strategies that will help you turn your blog into a profitable business. In this program, we'll take you through each of the 6 essential steps to monetizing your blog in a detailed and easy to follow manner. You'll learn how to optimize your website design, create compelling offers, automate your sales process, drive targeted blog traffic, and diversify your income streams with affiliate marketing, ads, and sponsored posts. Plus, you'll get access to exclusive resources and tools to help you along the way, as well as weekly blog coaching calls with me and daily conversations with me. You can ask me any question that you want on a daily basis, and I will be there to answer and support you all the way through. So if you're ready to start monetizing your blog and creating a sustainable income stream, then join the Blog Monetization Method program. You can click the link in the description to apply to this program, and I will reach out back to you to talk about, you know, if this is a program that's the best fit for you. I cannot wait to help you monetize your blog. This is what I've been wanting to launch for a very long time now. This is something that, you know, I feel like I'm an expert in. I really, really know my stuff when it comes to monetizing, and it excites me the most to help bloggers monetize, because this is the ultimate goal. You want to monetize your blog, and you want to drive traffic and build an engaged audience around your blog of people who really love your stuff and who will buy from you and buy every product that you will ever sell, right? So that is why I want to help you. And I want to help you do it through the Blog Monetization Method program. And you can apply in the link below in the show notes. I will, you know, talk to you about it once you apply. So yeah, have a very nice day, ladies.